It is time for our blogger spotlight series. So this is the time in the show where we highlight some of the pretty cool personal finance blogs and websites out there created by fellow Canadians. Our guest today is Peter Keung. He is the founder of High Interest Savings Canada. He joins me now from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Nice to be here.
It's a very descriptive URL, High Interest Savings. So this is a pet supply website? Is that what people will find when they go there?
I'm glad it's resonated with you.
Yes.
No, it's a personal finance community. It's grown out of high interest savings, but we talk savings accounts, checking accounts, GICs, credit cards, TFSAs.
Isn't that a bit of an oxymoron, high interest savings? I mean, when you say high, you must have your expectations set pretty low.
Well, it started in 2007, and back then you could get a 4% interest rate, but it's relative. The high interest savings account, let me do a comparison. So if you're one of the big banks, let's say BMO, and you have what they call a high interest savings account, which I think is something like 0.05%. If you go to Canadian Tire Bank, if you knew that Canadian Tire had a bank, they have an interest rate of 1.8%.
Yeah,
which is
it's like GIC. It's better than a lot of the GICs out there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially if you compare even up to like a 5-year rate, some of these high interest savings accounts, you get a pretty good rate. So they're definitely still in the relative sense, they're definitely still high.
So of course you started with that as your focus. You've broadened out to include other personal finance topics. What are most resonant for your readers? What are the things that they want to hear about or talk about?
Well, the most popular page on the site is the comparison chart. So it lists the highest savings account interest rates. And that's a good place to start. But beyond that, as you've brought up, there's GICs. You can talk about your checking account, credit cards, a lot of different topics in just day-to-day personal finance. Even, for example, if you buy anything in U.S. dollars, you may or may not know that PayPal charges you 4%. On top of the exchange rate, or a credit card is most likely to charge you 2.5% on top of the exchange rate. There are cards with no annual fees even that do not charge you any rate on top of the exchange rate. So
There's a lot to talk about. And there's a whole bunch of different comparison websites out there. There's Rate Supermarket and Rate Hub, and there's a whole bunch of them. What would you say is the thing that you're trying to do that is different than what is out there with the other larger players?
I think there is a general lack of unbiased and researched reviews of Canadian personal finance products and services, and combined with the forum, which is where even personally I get most of my ideas, we're just trying to fill that space, which is these are the people who are dealing with this stuff, looking into this stuff. And if I'm reporting on something, or we're talking about a forum, or I'm writing about it in my newsletter, it's because I think that's something that you need to know. It's not that I have some a motive to push a particular product over another because I have a relationship with them.
How much time are you spending on this? Because, compared to one of the other sites that I mentioned, they've got many, many staff members. They've got huge advertisers. How much time has it taken you?
Just my personal time. It's not my full-time job. It's something that I do in the evenings and on the weekend. It's something that's just interesting to me. And especially with the other people who participate in the site, it's something enjoyable that it informs the decisions that I make, and I feel like I can also contribute back to the volume of information that's out there. And so, in these few hours a week, they really fly by.
as you say, it's been around for a long time. You predate a lot of bloggers in this country. What got you started in the beginning?
Well, I had a personal blog in 2006.
Were you writing poetry?
Maybe it was very anything that I discovered, including banking. But that was just one of the many topics I wrote about. It was just something that I enjoyed doing, and I'd written a post about online banking. It talked about, at the time, ING Direct, which is now Tangerine Bank, Citizens Bank of Canada, PC Financial, which turned into Simply and then kind of reborn as PC Financial. Very long time ago. And that post, when online banking wasn't quite so widespread, really blew up, and I couldn't keep all of the comments organized. So I decided I had to spin off a separate site. It had to have a forum where I could organize all of the topics, all of the discussions around the banks, credit unions, etc. And as well, a place to store my personal finance articles, which didn't have to sit next to, elaborate poetry, let's say.
Right, the poetry that you had. If there is one thing that you would say you want your readers to take away from your blog, what would it be?
I would have to say, look beyond the big banks. There's a lot more out there. Like I mentioned earlier, Canadian Tire Bank. If you haven't heard of other institutions, like financial institutions like EQ Bank, Motive Financial, there's a lot out there. And you could be making a lot more, not just in your savings accounts, but also, for example, in your checking account. You may not have to pay for every transaction you do. You may not have to keep a minimum balance. There's a lot of options, even in our little country of Canada.
Our little country, the second largest country in the world by landmass. Peter, you need to go back and do geography. I'm only kidding. Thank you for joining us today, and all the best with your blog. It is highinterestsavings.ca. That is the URL, highinterestsavings.ca. Peter Keung is the founder. He joined me today from Vancouver, British Columbia. Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, thanks a lot.